Okay, so I wanted to share with you a very interesting and frequently asked question in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's the question of preparing instant noodle soup on Shabbos. Is it mutter to prepare noodle soup on Shabbos by heating it up and preparing it? Or is this a problem of bishul on Shabbos? Are you violating the issur of cooking on Shabbos when you heat up and prepare the instant noodle soup on Shabbos? So the first point that we have to note is that there's a massive difference between different types of brands of instant noodle soup. And the truth is that it's always kedai, it's always worth it to verify the exact brand that you're using. Because some brands are sure to have only items and ingredients that have been pre-cooked in their instant noodle soup. And if all of the items that you're heating up and preparing have been pre-cooked, it's certainly mutter to heat it up and prepare it on Shabbos. Why? So we know that there's a famous halacha in Shabbos called Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Yavesh. If something is a physical dry item, a food, if it's already been cooked once, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. You don't violate the Isser of Bishul by reheating it. And therefore, if the items, the noodles and the dehydrated vegetables and the spices, everything you can verify has been pre-cooked, so it's a davar yavish. So ein bishul achar bishul. There's no isser to reheat it. And the only problem would be midrabanan if you would put such an item to heat directly al ha'esh on the fire. Because then there's an isser drabanan that's mechsikim vashel, look like you're cooking, and it's also midrabanan. But over here, you're not putting it directly on the fire. It's in a, let's say, a kli rishon or a kli sheni, but even a kli rishon would be mutter. So as long as you're pouring water into the cup that contains the spices and vegetables and noodles, since it's not on the Eish Mamish, it's going to be mutter on Shabbos as long as the items have been pre-cooked. So that's point number one. If you can verify that the brand that you're using have all of their items pre-cooked, it's mutter because Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'Dover Yavesh on Shabbos. That is point number one. The question is, what if you can't verify? Because there are some brands that, at least reportedly, don't have all the items pre-cooked. And the question is, what do you do now? So, the question is like this. There are two potential isurim that you have to overcome. Number one is the isur bishul. And number two, the question is there also a problem, perhaps, of makah bepatish? You're finishing the item and making it usable by putting hot water in it. So when it comes to makah bepatish, there's a tremendous machlekes hapoiskim, whether we apply the isser of makah bepatish to foods. When you prepare a food and you make it usable, and you make like the finishing touches of making it a suitable food to eat, is that potentially in violation of makah bepatish? It's a machlekes. And in Simin Shin Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though the pri megadim is machmer, and the pri megadim holds that if, let's say, you take a certain salted fish and you soak it in water and you make it edible by preparing it in the water, even if it's not bishul because it's cold water, it's also because of makah bepatish. That's the opinion of the Pri Megadim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I don't believe that that's the ikar halacha lahalacha lemaisa. And says the Mishnah Berurah, I feel that there is no isser of makah bepatish ba'eichlin. So when it comes to the psak as it relates to makah bepatish, the ikar halacha according to the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Shin Yud Ches is that there is no isser of makah bepatish as it relates to foods, as it relates to eichlin. I happen to have heard from Reb Shlomo Miller, Shlita of Toronto, that even according to the opinion of the Pri Megadim that there is makah bepatish ba'eichlin, it still wouldn't apply in this case of instant soup. You wouldn't have the issur of makah bepatish because even the Pri Megadim would agree that if you're preparing the item and making it suitable for immediate consumption, there's no issur of makah bepatish ba'eichlin. So even the Pri Megadim would agree in our case where you're preparing it for immediate consumption that there is no makah bepatish iser. So the question then turns back to bishul. If you can't verify whether or not this brand that you're using pre-cooks all the items, the question is this a problem on Shabbos of bishul or not? So the idea would be very simple. I'll use a kli sheni. So I'll pour the hot water into a kli, a cup, and that cup will be a kli sheni, and from that cup, I'll pour it into the cup containing the noodles, the spices, and the dehydrated vegetables. So it will be irui klisheni. It will be pouring from a klisheni. And in halacha, we deem irui klisheni as if it's a klishlishi. So I'm not going to use a kli rishon because that's a problem of bishul on Shabbos. I'm not going to use a kli sheni even because I'll be nervous about bishul on Shabbos, and maybe even in a kli sheni, since we assume generally that kale bishul, things that are easily cooked, can cook on Shabbos, even in a kli sheni, will be machmer even as it relates to kli sheni. And we'll make sure to do iroi kli sheni, pouring from a kli sheni into the cup. And like this, it will have the status of a kli shlishi. And like this, perhaps I can avert the iser and prepare my noodle soup on Shabbos by making sure that it's iroi kli sheni, pouring from the kli sheni, which has the status of a kli shlishi, thereby averting the iser of bishul on Shabbos. So in truth, this itself is a tremendous machlekes, because number one, you always have to be concerned, is some of the spices kali bishul? So even though in the Gemara it seems that tavlin, spices, is not kali bishul, is not something that's easily cooked, and therefore, even in a kli shleini, seemingly the Gemara would allow the cooking of spices because kli shleini is not mevashel. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says that when it comes to ground spices that we have today, most ground spices that we have among us, we have to be concerned that it's not the regular tavlin, it's not the regular spices talked about in the Gemara, and therefore we have to be concerned that it is kali bishul and it could cook even in a kli sheni, and you would have to be machmer as it relates to a regular kli sheni not to cook ground spices. And so the question is, what about the spices in the soup? Is that something that we have to consider kali bishul? And if it is kali bishul, if we're machmer in a kli sheni and we avoid putting in a kli sheni, is irui kli sheni mutter, which, as we mentioned, has the status of kli shlishi? This is a machlekes. Rav Moshe Feinstein, zecher tzadik levrocha, igros Moshe was mekel. He held that even if you're going to be machmer and consider certain foods kali bishul, easily cooked, and we have to avoid putting them even in a kli sheni, but irui kli sheni, pouring from the kli sheni, which has the status in halacha as kli shlishi, is mutter even by kali bishul. And therefore, according to Rav Moshe, even if the brand that you're using of noodle soup hasn't pre-cooked their items, it's still mutter as long as you're pouring from a kli sheni into the soup. So it's irui kli sheni, which has the status of kli shlishi, and therefore it's mutter, even in the assumption that there's kali bishul here, that something is easily cooked, which is a problem in a kli sheni. However, many paiskim, in fact, the Mishneh Berurah among them, are machmer regarding kali bishul, things that are easily cooked, and they're machmer even to avoid putting it in a kli shlishi, which would then be a problem if you're pouring from a kli sheni onto this soup, which has spices. Maybe it's kali bishul, the spices, and maybe it's a problem even in a kli shlishi. So at the end of the day, halacha lemaisa, if you can't verify that the items that you're using have been pre-cooked, and your chayshish, maybe it hasn't yet been cooked even once, the best thing would be to avoid using it on Shabbos, because in the assumption that it wasn't cooked and it's kali bishul, it's easily cooked, we would try to avoid not only not cooking it in a kli sheni, but even not cooking it in a kli shlishi, being chayshish for the Mishneh Berurah and his a team of opinions who hold that kali bishul is a problem even in kli shlishi. However, if a person either has a shasa tzairich, there's a need for it, or a person is not sure, was it pre-cooked, was it not pre-cooked, there certainly is grounds to rely on Rav Moshe, at least in this case, because Rav Moshe is mekel even if you know that it wasn't cooked and you know it's kali bishul. In our case, we don't even know if it was pre-cooked or not. So if you have a suffix, you don't know if it's pre-cooked. Plus, Rav Moshe would be mekel even if you for sure had something uncooked in a kli shlishi. So for sure, there is some grounds for leniency when it comes to pouring from a kli sheni, which has the status of a kli shlishi, onto the soup, to be mekel and rely on Rav Moshe, at least in this case, if you're not 100% sure. Bottom line, it's best to avoid it if you are concerned that it might have never gone through the cooking process, but there certainly is grounds to be mekel and allow the soup to be prepared and heated on Shabbos if you're pouring it from a kli sheni, and that would have the status of a kli shlishi, relying on Rav Moshe.